I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The interplay between the U.S. and Iran continues in Yemen, where U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed Houthi rebels escalated in March. Ordinary people pay the price. Yemen's decade of civil war has already created one of the worst humanitarian crises today. Yet Mike Ansari with Heart for Iran says hopelessness opens people to the hope of Jesus. Yemen has a growing underground church that looks up to Iran's underground church.
Jesus is on the move, and we need to just open up our eyes and see that He's calling us to partner with Him and go across the world to the regions, different regions, and baptize people in the name of Jesus.
Gospel ministry serving in Yemen and across the Middle East, North Africa need your support. That's why Ansari invites you to prayerfully research and partner with one of them. Learn more in the full report online. Then, refugee crises abound in Syria, Gaza, Yemen, Sudan, and other nations today. That's why the MENA Leadership Center is offering a new course this month on refugee ministry. Fadi Shiraiha says students will learn to create frameworks for serving displaced people in the name of Christ, who was once a refugee himself.
We are not using this ministry to enforce or impose the gospel on people, definitely not. But it's, again, another opportunity to share the gospel with them.
Find your place in the story.
I really would like to invite people to have compassion. You know, Jesus' heart, Jesus' hand, and Jesus' eyes to the situation.
Find prayer points and ways you can financially partner with the MENA Leadership Center's work at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.